When other people around us are behaving, well, badly, it's so easy to think, that's it. That's all there is. God doesn't seem to be in this place. But when we come to that stunning realization that, in fact, God is in this place, well, something amazing happens. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. Today I'm going to chat about the presence of God in your life from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you grow in a rich, powerful, dynamic relationship with Jesus during the good times and the bad. All good things must come to an end. If you've been able to join me over the last couple of weeks on the program, you'll know that we've been talking our way through this series that I've called How Long, O Lord, How Long? Journeying through that question with the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk, who asked God, How long, O Lord? Well, today's the very last program in that series. All of them, by the way, are available at our website, adifferentperspective.org. More about that later. But today's the very last program in this two-week series, and we've saved the very best until last. Now, I'd love to tell you that was my idea, but if I did, I'd be lying. It was absolutely God's idea, because it's the last bit of the last chapter of this very short book in the Old Testament, Habakkuk, that is the very best bit. Like a good movie or a good book, you get to the end and it all comes together and you go, wow, wow. Well, let's do that today. It's the wow day. And if that doesn't make you stick with me over the next 10 minutes or so, I don't know what will. Habakkuk cries out to God about all the evil and the wickedness and the violence and the injustice that was going on amongst God's people. God answered him. It's that dialogue that we've been sharing in these last couple of weeks. And today we discover the full impact of God's word in Habakkuk's heart. Today, if we'll let him, God will have that same impact in our hearts. Wow. What do you reckon? We've all seen it. We've all experienced it. The impact of other people's evil ways in our lives. We've all experienced injustice. Sometimes it happens on a national scale. Sometimes it happens on a personal level. And when it does, we have that same cry that Habakkuk had toward God. How long, O Lord? How long? We want to know why and how long. But God so often has a different perspective. It's the perspective that he shared with Habakkuk when this man of God poured out the burden of his heart to his God. Habakkuk cries out and God answers him with a vision of the punishment that will be coming on the wicked, and a vision of the power of God above every wicked man and every wicked deed. Have a look what it says, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 12. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by crime, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. As we saw the other day on the program, it is this vision of God's righteous judgment, God's justice, that completely changes Habakkuk's perspective. He goes from being a man who sees things from the bottom up, from a human viewpoint, to being a man who sees things from the top down, from God's viewpoint. And you know, the more we listen to God, the more we spend time understanding how God sees things, the more we allow his word to become a part of who we are and how we think and how we behave, the more we experience the thing that Habakkuk received from God. It's the thing we discover in the last few verses of the end of this short book, Habakkuk. He sees the glory and the power of God. He praises God from the midst of the injustice and the violence, and then the impact, then the thing that happened deep within him. Have a listen with me, because this is the thing that God wants for you and for me too. Habakkuk, beginning at chapter 3, verse 16. I hear and I tremble within. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones and my steps tremble beneath me. I wait quietly for the day of calamity to come upon the people who attack us. Though the fig tree does not blossom and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails and the field yields no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he makes me tread upon the heights. This is such a beautiful picture of a man who discovered peace and joy in the midst of violence, wickedness, and injustice. A man who was such a blessing to me in my early Christian walk was a quiet man called Steve. Now, Steve was no great preacher, but he had such a wonderful heart after God. He lived that out as a chaplain amongst the elderly, just the right man for that job. But I remember him preaching once at our little church all those years ago, and he said something that stuck with me ever since. He said this: peace is trusting in the sovereignty of God. Let me say that again. Peace is trusting in the sovereignty of God. And that's exactly what happens here for Habakkuk. I hear, I tremble within, my lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones and my steps tremble beneath me. I wait quietly for the day of calamity to come upon the people who attack us. This man has the fear of God in him. He trembles, his lips quiver. He knows the decay, the rottenness in his own bones. His steps tremble. This is the fear of the Lord, but look at the impact of that right fear in him. I wait quietly for the day of calamity to come upon the people who attack us. I wait quietly. What I know now is that God is going to act. He is going to judge those who are doing evil. He is going to judge his people Israel, and it will be the day of calamity. That day came just a few years later. God's people had turned against him. And so God used the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple and took them into captivity for 70 years. What a terrible cycle of events. What a calamity that this mighty God was about to bring on his people. The only men who saw it coming were a handful of God's prophets. Habakkuk was one of them. He was able to say, I will wait quietly for that day of calamity. Habakkuk had peace. And then he said, though the fig tree doesn't blossom and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails and the field yields no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation. The underlying theme of this book can be summarized as follows. A mature faith trusts humbly and persistently in God's design for establishing righteousness in the earth. And you know something? That's the power of the change that Habakkuk experienced when he spoke with God and heard the word of God amidst the calamity. He humbly accepted God's way. He trusted in the sovereign will of God. And there in that place of humility, he found peace and joy. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. God, the Lord, is my strength. Even though everything around him was failing, the Spirit of God enabled this man to trust in his God, to rejoice in his God, and to rise up. God became his strength. God gave him feet like the feet of a deer. God made him to tread upon the heights. And that, my friend, is what God would do for you and for me amidst all the calamities that life hurls at us as we receive his word. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.